This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we continue. The discussion going on about the third most popular cryptocurrency in the world right now. It's called Steem, S-T-E-E-M, and we'll continue that.
Most valuable, not necessarily most popular.
Fair
if
enough.
You base it on volume.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. How would you figure out if it was the most popular based on how much trading is going on with it?
Right, so if you sort by volume traded, then Steem is down the list a good ways, but if you base it on
the market cap,
then it's number three.
Okay, so I should say third most valuable?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, it's kind of a combination between a cryptocurrency, sort of like Bitcoin, which is a decentralized money that, there's an argument from Eric Voorhees that Bitcoin is more than money, and if we get a chance, we'll talk about that later tonight, which is kind of an interesting side discussion.
Yes.
But with you in studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
So if you've got a question for Jeff Berwick, he is with us now coming up here in hour number two. Thanks for sticking with us for so long, because this is an interesting, intricate, that was the word I was looking for earlier, conversation that we're having about this. And Jeff, thanks for calling in here. You're on Skype via Acapulco, where you live. Are you still with us?
It's a pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. And I find it very interesting, too. That's why I don't mind talking longer. And, of course, I love your show, so always a pleasure to be on.
Thanks, man. And so we were talking about how this is a big experiment. I mean, maybe this thing, like many cryptocurrencies, is a flash in the pan. Maybe it's going to disappear.
And like many social networks.
Because
this is, first and foremost, a social network that has a cryptocurrency.
Well, no,
that is tied to the U.S. dollar.
Well, no, okay, that's not an entirely accurate statement. Only one portion of the cryptocurrency, basically it's sort of like three cryptos rolled into one. There's Steem Power, Steem, and Steem Dollars. Only Steem Dollars are tokens that are approximated to be valued at a $1 price point. But let's bring Randy back in here. Randy Clemens is on the line listening in Manchester, New Hampshire. He's a Free State Project early mover, and you're actually the Sriracha guy, and you've been a blogger for a long time. You've published a couple books, and you're pretty excited. Randy, go ahead.
Absolutely. Like I said, it was a bit of a surprise to get $560 just for introducing myself. But I see great potential here, and I talked a little about there being no ads. A little more on that, you're not having your data mined. You're not having your shopping habits tracked. You're not getting cookies on your browser and things like that. You are owning your experience, and you're not letting the advertisers of the world see everything that you're doing. So that's one of the other big perks I see with Steem.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting observation. It didn't even hit me that there weren't advertisements on the Steemit site. It's Steemit.com. That's the social blogging platform. The cryptocurrency is Steem, and as Jeff was pointing out, Daryl, if somebody else wanted to make their own website like Steemit to interact with the blockchain, they could do that. So, no, the social blogging aspect to this is sort of like part and parcel of the blockchain. Like, it's all kind of rolled into that, as I understand it.
So I've got a question for you. I'm reading the Twitter page or feed of Tone Vase.
And who is that?
He is, well, what's he describe himself as? A blogger and trader looking to spread the concepts of privacy and sound economics.
I've heard his name in the Bitcoin universe.
Former contributor to Cointelegraph and Brave New Coin.
Okay.
He also spoke at the last two Anarchapocos, by the way, and I know him. He's a friend.
He posted something on his Twitter, and I just lost it, to where he says that he feels like he was scammed. The exact thing here. I feel like I was scammed into reading the Steemit white paper because it's obvious to me no one else did. Every page screams BS.
Well,
Jeff, you said that you read the white paper, and you think it's absolutely the most brilliant thing you've ever read.
I think that he uses the word scam very liberally. If he's saying he was scammed into reading the white paper, maybe he doesn't know what the word scam means, but I don't see how it's a scam necessarily. Now, I haven't looked into the fine details of how these three currencies all interact with each other, how they keep the one sort of pegged against the dollar. I know they do it through... I don't even want to guess exactly how they do it, because I'm still not that sure. So on that respect, if Tone's looked into that aspect, and if he thinks the way it's been designed is absolutely, no question about it, some sort of a Ponzi scheme, then... That's interesting, and I'll have to look into that. But many things are a Ponzi scheme, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're necessarily something you shouldn't be involved with. For example, Social Security is an absolute Ponzi scheme. I don't see anyone out there warning senior citizens not to cash in their check.
Because you don't participate in Social Security, the feds come knock down your door and shoot at you.
No, they don't. I haven't paid Social Security in more than a decade.
Okay, well, that's the threat. That's the reason to do it. I mean,
I don't think there is a threat behind Social Security like that. I mean, there's a lot of taxes that are threats, but I don't know if that one is one of them.
If you're self-employed, you can very easily not pay into Social Security. You just won't be able to...
You don't get to collect.
...accept Social Security once you reach retirement age and otherwise qualify.
Right, and there's a lot of taxes that you can evade successfully... a lot of the time, but nobody's out there saying it's a good idea to go join Social Security. It's not something you join. It's not a product that you buy. It's a tax.
Right. If you have a W-2 job, they will pull that out of your paycheck.
Well, now to call
if you're self-employed, you can very easily avoid that. You just don't get to then, you know, get the Social Security check.
Look, I don't know what the scheme is here, but from what I can tell, it's not a Ponzi scheme. I mean, a Ponzi scheme, if there's a scheme, it doesn't seem to be a Ponzi scheme. The classic example of a Ponzi scheme was created by Charles Ponzi, and the idea is you promise a ridiculous rate of return, and you keep getting people to pay into this system, expecting that they're going to get the ridiculous rate of the return later on. The initial payers in do tend to get that rate of return as long as they can keep bringing in new suckers into the system here. But in the Steemit system, they're not even asking the new signups for money. Now, certainly someone...
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. So what the thing is that all the new Steam that's created, and the money that even the posters and the content creators are making, that's created out of newly created Steam. So it's not a Ponzi scheme in that sense. No one has to pay into Steam for it to keep working. But what happens is it's constantly inflating. Now, how much it inflates and how that's going to actually affect the value of the currency in the future, that's definitely something very interesting to look into.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not a Ponzi scheme. And as far as a scam, again, I haven't looked into the currency. Now, if you invest in the currency and they actually lied about what it is, then it would be a scam. But I think everything's pretty much all out there. So I don't think it's a scam or a Ponzi scheme. It may be something that might not work eventually, I don't think it's either of those.
Is the only way that they create new currency through posts, or can you buy newly created currency on their exchange?
I don't think you can buy newly created, as far as I know. I think it's only created by the miners and by creating content.
Yeah, as my understanding, you can buy Steam on an exchange, then you can take that Steam and invest it into the system and turn it into the Steam power, which then locks it up for 2 years.
But you can't turn it into Steam dollars.
I'll have to look into that one. Randy, your thoughts while we have you here, and then we'll let you go. Randy Clements, sure. Your thoughts on the scam allegations about this.
Well, I read through the white paper as well. I actually went on a Neo Cash Radio podcast yesterday to talk a little bit about this. And
great
show. I
read
through the white paper as well. Yeah, I didn't see anything that screamed out at me. I definitely was left wanting a little more information, but, you know, it's very new, and I'm waiting and watching, and it is fascinating and a little addicting to kind of watch and see as new information trickles out. My only problem with it is what Daryl keeps bringing up, you know, is that it's pegged to the U.S. dollar, and my problem with that is this is a currency that's devalued 95% since the Federal Reserve started in 1913. So the only answer I've found there is that they can change the peg at some point, you know, or they being probably the users. I'm sure some kind of vote can be formed. But, yeah, I don't see the economy going great after the next tyrant is elected here in November. And, you know, I think we're just going to be dragged into more war. And the dollar.
I actually know a little bit more than what I've said so far that can add to this conversation. I interviewed the founders. I read through the white paper. I think I sort of generally, minorly understand it. And a part of it is actually one of these currencies. I don't know which one it is. I think it's the, it might be the Steam dollar, pays interest. But that interest, I think, is created out of inflation. But because it's pegged and they print up enough steam, it's very complicated, but it's very interesting. It might actually be genius.
Randy, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And I just followed you on the Steemit platform. They apparently just redesigned the site a little bit today. They added a following option up there, which is kind of cool. So you can follow your favorites posts. Thanks, Randy. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We got Jeff Berwick with us.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're diving pretty deep here into the idea of Steam. Is this a real kind of revolution to the idea of, or evolution to the idea of social media blogging and cryptocurrency? Or is it some sort of a really well-designed scam? We'll continue into that here. We've got Jeff Berwick with us from the Dollar Vigilante. He's a fan of Steam so far. I'm cautiously optimistic about it as well. Others, not so much. In fact, we're going to bring Brian Sovereign on here in a little bit to kind of get some counterpoints in here. Daryl, you've been reading some critics online, but yes. One of the critics has been Brian Sovereign, and he actually wrote up did a podcast about this very recently, which
he
is funny because
recorded it on Friday, released it on Saturday. I listened to it about 2 hours ago.
Well, and the funny thing is, somebody took that and put it on Steam. It brought a bunch of rain.
Good.
And they said they were going to donate the money to Stephanie Murphy if she signs up for Steam It on their post. By the way, we're talking a lot about cryptocurrencies on this show. And if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. You can get it for free, of course, over at jax.io. That's JAXX.io. It's cross-platform, so you can use it on your smartphone, your tablet, your Windows, Linux, your Mac machine. It's a browser plug-in version is available for Chrome as well as Firefox. Literally, pretty much any operating system you've got, you can probably get Jax for it. So go and grab it at Jax.io or your favorite app store. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as DAO tokens. More currencies are coming soon. I don't know if Steam is going to be one of them, but I think Dash may be in the future. I don't know what they've got planned, but more are on the way. And there's Shapeshift integration built right into Jax. So if you want to shift from your Bitcoin, change that into Ether or vice versa, you don't even have to leave the app. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange, and I believe that's somewhere up from where you're from. Canada originally, right, Jeff? Are you from the Toronto area, or is it Vancouver?
I was more west coast side of Canada, Edmonton and Vancouver.
Jax, by the way, is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and John McAfee actually said that he uses the Jax wallet recently when we were in San Francisco for the more recent decentralization conference. And speaking of conferences, Jeff Berwick, it's probably worth mentioning you are organizing one. In fact, I believe it's coming into, is it the third year for Anarchapulco coming up in 2017?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be our third year. It's going to be at the end of February again, and I believe we're going to have you guys down for it. We're still working out these last details, but it looks like you, Ian, and Mark.
I've got my fingers. I've got my fingers crossed.
Well. So we're expecting well over. Yeah, no, I think we're going to work out the finer details, I think that we can
you're
do it for sure.
You're allowed in Mexico?
Yeah, I got a passport.
No, I know you got a passport, but you're not allowed in Canada.
I don't think Mexico's as picky about who they let in. I mean, what do you think, Jeff? Canada wouldn't let me in because I've got a couple misdemeanor convictions for obstructing government administration and a couple other things. You think
I'll
have
that's one of the main things I like about Mexico is, they're nowhere near like the U.S. or Canada. So I have many friends who are actually banned from Canada. I didn't know you were banned. Lee Gradowski's banned. Many people are banned. But down here in Mexico, half the time, if you're coming across the border, they don't even have anyone there even checking to see if you have a passport. They don't care. It's the freest country by far in North America, and that's why I spend a lot of time here.
We've actually so what's the website for Anarchapulco?
Hard to spell, but it's anarchapulco.com. It's going to be the last week of February. Going to have so many great speakers, including Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, Lauren Southern of Rebel Media, Milo Yiannopoulos, who just got kicked off Twitter. Most of our people speaking are either recently out of jail, on parole, or kicked off of social media sites, including then we have Adam Kokesh. He's who knows if he'll be back in jail by the time February comes around for standing up against the property regulations there in, I believe, New Mexico. We have Luke Radowski, of course, Ken O'Keefe, Roger Veer, the Bitcoin Jesus.
I
just heard that you have Bitcoin.com as a sponsor on your site, which is awesome. We have Eric July and Backwards is going to be rapping. We're going to have a big open-air concert with a bunch of anarchist rappers. Some of them are really huge. Hoping to get Payday Monsanto here as well. Barry Cooper, the ex-drug cop who turned into fighting the drug war.
He just showed up on Steam It the other night. Barry Cooper's over there now, too.
Yeah, I think I've got all my friends on there now. Pretty much everyone I just mentioned are all on Steemit or about to be on Steemit because of what I've been telling them about it. So
let's go to Dave here. He's on the line in California. Dave, you're on with Jeff Berwick, and I think Dave is the guy who actually called into the show last night and got this conversation started, which resulted in me making a post, which resulted in you being on the show.
Absolutely.
Look what you started,
hey,
Dave.
Great to talk to all of you, and great to talk to Jeff especially. As far as tone base is concerned, I wouldn't worry too much about tone. He also thinks it's illegal to create your own currency for some reason. I don't know why. But
probably because the feds have thrown people in jail for doing it.
Right, but then there's also Mountain Hours and Ithaca Hours. And no, the feds threw in Bernard von Nothaus, who was making dollars. He called them dollars, which is why he got in trouble, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I mean, they're more likely to just declare it to not be a currency than anything else.
I just assume everything in the U.S. is illegal anyway. So.
Well, right, that's it.
Everything,
land of the free.
Everything that isn't will be someday.
Dave, did you have a question for Jeff? I know we're short on time here.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask Jeff about the steam dollars. You have so much steam power that when you vote up someone else's comment, you give them a boost, I think. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, basically. So they have all these different levels that they call. So when you first come on, I think you're a minnow. Then you work your way up to a guppy. Then I think there's something else. And then there's dolphin. I think I'm a dolphin right now. And then you
Dust,
can work up to
newbie, user, super user, hero, superhero, and legend are the terms outlined in the white paper.
Okay, well, on the site they call them that. So then there's orca, and then there's whale. And if a whale posts on your site, you can get even a few hundred dollars added to your total.
I've yet to even see where any of these terms are.
On my first reply, I got a whale reply to me, or he voted me up, and I got like $300. But I was wondering, I just posted this whole link to your live feed on Steam. So if you feel like voting me up, please do so. I was just curious about that, and but I'll be reposting.
Where do you see that? Where does it show the little title for the individual? I have yet to even notice.
Appears to be page 15 of the white paper.
Okay, but I mean on the actual site. Is it something you can actually see?
Oh, for you, for this posting? Well, my name's Matherly. It's
right.
Just M-A-T-H-E-R-L-Y.
No, I can see people's names.
But I'm a five, so.
Okay. I can see people's names, and I see they have like some sort of reputation score. This actually just got added in the site redesign today, where they added in a following option. Now each name has a score next to it of a reputation score, but it doesn't say anything about a guppy or a minnow or anything like that. I don't see that anywhere.
Last night, but I was a six yesterday, but now I'm a five, and I don't know why I got knocked down to a five. All I've ever done is...
Yeah, there's a lot that, I don't think we're really going to grasp unless we get into the technical details of it. Dave, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate that and the heads up last night. Jeff Berwick, man, thanks for spending half our show with us discussing Steam here this evening. Are there any other final thoughts you want to throw out? Do it quick.
Nope, that's it. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys. Look forward to seeing you down here in Acapulco.
I look forward to it as well. That's Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, dollarvigilante.com. Also, anarchast.com is his podcast/videocast. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, that's Jeff Berwick, and we're going to continue here. Open phones, as always, and we're going to bring in Brian Sovereign in a few moments, but we're going to exhaust your calls, which have been waiting patiently, which may or may not have been about cryptocurrency. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can join us and bring what you want on Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We talked a lot about cryptocurrency and the cryptocurrency / social blogging platform called Steam earlier in the show tonight. And actually, we're going to get Brian Sovereign on here at some point for I guess, I don't know if a rebuttal, but a counterpoint. He is one of the people who believes that Steam is an absolute scam. So we'll get into that here in a few moments. Also, you can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Hey, did you hear that Roger Ver, Jeff Berwick had mentioned him just a few moments ago, Bitcoin Jesus? He's upped the ante on Bernie Sanders. Now, the offer for a debate between Adam Kokesh, a voluntarist, and Bernie Sanders has gone up from $50,000 to $250,000. If Bernie Sanders is willing to commit to a three-hour-long debate with Adam Kokesh in any city in America, Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. If he does that three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, Roger Ver will donate $250,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of Bernie's choice. And Adam Kokesh will get $50,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of his choice. Now, the time is limited on this offer, from what I understand. So far, the Bernie camp has been silent. Hopefully they'll accept this, because I think it would be a pretty epic debate to hear somebody who's so totally into socialism versus somebody who's really into voluntarism. I think it'd be awesome.
And it said any city in America. I'm guessing that includes the territory, so they could go to the socialist paradise in America of Puerto Rico and have the debate down there.
I suppose they could. So, yeah, go to bernie.freetalklive.com if you want to learn more about that offer. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we're going to go to Mark. He's on the Amp Lines. Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to call in and talk to you guys about Social Security guys. You didn't seem like you really understood how they work, and I understand
you. You got cut off there for a moment. You said you're calling about Social Security?
Yep.
Okay.
So I don't think you really understand because you don't file, and Daryl, I don't know what your excuse is, but let me tell you how Social Security works when you work for yourself. There's something called a self-employment tax, and let's see, reading from the IRS.gov website, for self-employed income earned in 2013 and 14, the self-employment tax rate is 15.3%. Now, we know that Social Security is about 15% too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rate consists of two parts, 12.4% for Social Security, that's old age, survivals, and disability insurance, and 2.9% for Medicare, hospital insurance. So as a person working for yourself, the only way to avoid paying Social Security is to not file or not make enough money that they would even consider it. So that's that's the advice I have is that you have that there is this Social Security tax out there for self-employed people. They just call it something different.
And I know that my grandfather had told me that he didn't pay enough in, so that when he wound up retiring, he didn't wind up getting as much as he should have.
Well, what does that even mean? I mean, enough and should have, like,
you get what they give you, right? Like, you know,
right,
whatever,
but they at some point in your life, they will send you a form saying,
sure,
you've paid this, you'll get this.
But they can also later on say, you know what, we've changed our mind, you're going to get less.
They can do that as well, but at some point in his life, somebody told him, if you pay less than X, then you're not going to get the full amount, whatever that amount is. And he paid less because he wanted to have more money then. Mm-hmm. And so when he retired, he didn't get, you know, the quote-unquote full amount.
Well, I mean, so what he did was he, if he was self-employed, he claimed less than either what he made
somehow,
or made less money. Either way, I don't care.
Right.
I'm
he
either,
somehow
but
worked the thing out to where he didn't give the feds as much as, you know, they thought he should have given. And he wound up not getting as much from them when he retired.
Yeah, because the ways to evade Social Security if you're self-employed are to either not file or to claim less money than you made.
Right. And if,
neither which are legal.
By the way, Melanie is an accountant. But
if everything that you bring in on your self-employment is cash, there's not necessarily receipts for all of that.
And so that's why I said it's possible to evade them to some extent, but it is there. And that's why it's not a Ponzi scheme that we, like, advocate, but it's one that a good reason to pay into it is because the feds have tanks and you don't.
That's true. It is and also the most prolific version of the Ponzi scheme. Most Ponzi schemes don't last as long as Social Security has lasted, and it's because, likely, of the guns and the threats behind it that it has lasted as long as
the
it has.
Lockbox. Remember when Al Gore was running around the country in 2000 talking about the Social
lockbox.
Security lockbox?
A load. They've already spent it all. Anything you get as a Social Security check is coming directly from the people paying into Social Security at that moment.
Well, but I wouldn't even go that far. It's coming from the FRNs that the federal government dishes out to whoever they feel like dishing them out to,
and
from whatever source they get them.
And I think it's worth pointing out again, anytime you get into an agreement with the federal government, whether it's Social Security, the military, or whatever, they can always change the terms on you.
The
promises don't matter. It doesn't matter what they've said to you. If they decide later on down the line, you know, if you're 60 years old and you're looking forward to 65, then they say, you know, we're just going to change the retirement age to 70. Well, there's nothing you can do about that.
I called Sallie Mae, and Sallie Mae told me when I asked them why the interest rate was different than the contract that I signed, mind back when I was a minarchist. They told me, quote, because Congress changed it. That is not how contracts work. That is no longer a contract. It is now a tax.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, anything else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that people are clear that this small self-employment tax is paid through your through the IRS forms. So, yes, this is a you pay it or we throw you in prison tax.
Okay.
And it's not anything that is optional from the best I can tell. I've seen
it's
forms
not.
Where people claim that Social Security, I've seen a letter from the Social Security Administration where they say Social Security is voluntary. However,
yeah, I
wish someone
that.
Would tell me how it becomes voluntary, because I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
a lot of the arguments, yeah, that's the argument that they will actually literally make, is say the way to, quote, opt out is to not have taxable income, which is a complete absurdity in...
Well, the guy, we actually did see this letter. There was a guy who used to go to the Libertarian Party meetings down in Sarasota, Florida, like more than a decade ago, who brought a letter, official letterhead from the Social Security Administration, basically. And I wish I could remember the exact text of what it said, but essentially said what you said it did, Mark. Thanks for the call here tonight.
And one thing that's interesting on this whole, you know, don't have taxable income, some people will say, okay, well, I'll just barter everything. But the feds even claim that barter, right. So you have to calculate the capital gain or capital loss of
ridiculous.
Every barter you make. So if I give you a ham sandwich and you give me a T-shirt,
yep.
at the end of the year, we have to figure out the depreciation level of the ham sandwich
yep.
versus the T-shirt.
Well, no, you have to figure out the value at the time of the trade.
It's the
value
which is
at the time of the trade
tedious,
and the value at the
ridiculous.
End of the year. Because you have to
no,
figure out a
year.
Capital gain or capital loss.
It's from when you traded it. So if you trade a ham sandwich for a T-shirt, and the T-shirt is worth $5 according to the IRS, and the ham sandwich is worth $1, then you have a capital gain of $4. It doesn't matter what
unless
happens to
at the end of the year, somehow the T-shirt is completely destroyed and worth zero, and then I had a capital loss of $4.
Okay, well, right, yeah, because then if you convert it again, then yeah, then you have another gain or loss.
Yeah, if you convert it again.
But if you just
if you
still
just hold
keep
the
it,
t-shirt.
Then it's the value at the time of the trade.
All right, let's continue here. We've got Libertarian Banker. He's calling from the East Coast, listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I'm glad Mark called in there to clarify the self-employment tax. But I did have one question about the STEAM currency. But first, I just wanted to point out that Social Security is basically invested in U.S. Treasuries, which means the U.S. government borrowed any money that was inside the Social Security system. So
well, they borrowed any money that was printed anyway.
Hold that thought. Libertarian Banker will bring you back here in moments. And plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Liberland, the European micronation, has recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. It's a big deal to Liberland. They're just kind of getting the ball rolling on forming this new nation and a sort of a plot of dead or no man's land, I guess is what it's called, where no country actually claims this little 3-square-mile plot of swamp between Croatia and Serbia. That's what they're doing, and they're looking to get recognized by other countries. It's their priority right now, and of course it's a matter of keeping their name in the news and being determined. The Chicago Journal of International Law, in fact, released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland, and Roger Veers getting behind Liberland. He's the owner of Bitcoin.com. He's also come out with his financial support for Liberland. And Liberland, by the way, has said many times the base of their economy is Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on their website, with more than 100,000 of them requesting citizenship. Liberland, of course, is a very small place, so in order to qualify for that citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So, to learn more, visit Liberland.org. That's L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Liberland.org. We go back to Libertarian Banker. He's calling from the East Coast. Go ahead, Banker.
All right, so right before the break, I just kind of wanted to mention that Social Security, is, at least in a real Ponzi scheme, they buy actual investments for what little money they have. But the Social Security system actually has purchased U.S. treasuries with the money they have, which in effect is just them borrowing their own money back, which is just kind of funny to me. But what I really wanted to bring up was about the steam currency, and I wish Jeff was still on the line so I could ask him this question. He said the currency was pegged to the dollar, and the only way to peg something to the dollar or to fix the price of something is to control either the supply or the demand for.
Yeah, that's not exactly, that's not what he said. There's,
that's not what he said. That's what the white paper says, and he denies that the white paper says that.
No, well, okay, so Steam itself is not pegged to the dollar, and you can tell that because Steam has a market price.
Right, the Steam dollar.
The Steam dollar is pegged to the dollar, so that's what's important to clarify here. When you say Steam, you're really talking about three different types of currency all kind of rolled into one system. There's Steam, which you can trade on exchanges, which is currently trading for around $1.90-something, last time I looked. There's Steam Power, which is sort of an investment within the Steam system that can be converted into Steam, but it takes 2 years to convert all your Steam Power into Steam.
Yes.
And then there's Steam Dollars, which are tokens that are worth about $1 worth of Steam.
So how do they peg the value of the Steam dollar without controlling the supply or demand for the product? There is
in the white paper, and I've not read the entire thing. I've read bits and pieces based on tweets that Tolan Vaes had made. The white paper says that the blockchain determines the amount of Steam dollars that are created and how and when they're created and how they're distributed. So it's a very convoluted system.
Yeah, I have no idea what
set up. And nobody else does either.
I mean, that sounds
it's a very convoluted system that's set up to where the amount of Steam dollars will always somehow be tied based on supply and demand to the U.S. dollar. And the guy that created this thing, this is not the first time he's created something that has been tied to the U.S. dollar. He created BitShares that was
It flopped.
Then there was something else, and he wanted it to be tied to the U.S. dollar, and it just doesn't work.
Well, the only way a country can peg something to the U.S. dollar, like China, for example, they have lots of dollars because of the trade deficit between our two countries, and they use those dollars to then, buy or sell their currency to then make the exchange rate the same as the dollar. So I just don't see how that's created or pegged to the dollar. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
So I know there are a lot of people talking about this. Steam is relatively new to the scene, and I agree there's some confusing aspects to it. I don't claim to know everything about it. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. The platform, I think, does have some value. The idea of voting and actually people getting paid to, you know, for popular blogs, I think that's valuable. People have claimed they were able to actually convert their Steam into other currencies like Bitcoin, and so that means that you can, in theory, take money out. On some aspects, it seems to be hitting on some cylinders. This question of the dollar, I think, is a good one, and maybe we'll get a better explanation, or maybe Brian Sovereign will totally rip it apart for us here in a few moments. We're going to bring him in here. Thanks, Libertarian Banker.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. But first, we're going to get through a few more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to, we've got Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Ian. Thanks for taking
my
call. I was listening to the show, and I actually looked up Steam there. I got the email alert from you guys at Free Talk Live, and I appreciate that. And I started looking into it, and I looked into it even more today. I was actually reading the Investopedia website's description of what Steam is about, and it said at the time, I guess it was $4 for a Steam dollar or for a Steam. Which they didn't say Steam dollar or Steam, but this was July 26th or something.
Yeah, right now one Steam is worth about $2.
Okay, yeah, because at that time it was around $4. But the thing was, it was actually a pretty good description of what I think Steam represents, and I'm interested in it. I think it'd be a pretty good cryptocurrency. I mean, except for the tying to the dollar, the Federal Reserve notes of the Ferns is. As Melanie was saying earlier, I don't agree with that at all because, you know, that's basically, that's an arbitrary amount. Unless it was actually based on gold and silver.
Well, I can tell you this. Like I said, the steam dollar is the part of it that's tied to the dollar. So when you post on the Steemit platform at Steemit, Steemit.com, and if people upvote your post and you get enough votes up, you'll actually have some sort of earning there. And a portion of those earnings goes into what they call the steam power, which sort of furthers the whole platform. And then there's the steam dollars, which is where the other half goes into. And then you can cash those steam dollars out into the steam, which you can then exchange for Bitcoin. So that's what I'm trying out right now. Is I did get one post that went real viral, and it racked up like $2,000+ worth. So I ended up getting around like $1,300 in Steam dollars. So I took 100 of those and said I want to cash this out into Steam, and they said you got to wait 5 or 7 days or something like that. So that seems a little questionable to me, like why you can't just cash out right away. Jeff Berwick says that he was able to cash his out right away, so maybe there's some rules in there that I don't understand about if your account is too new or something like that. So I don't
know. But his account's newer than yours.
I mean, that's a really suspicious rule to me. I mean, that's what banks do, and the reason why banks do it is because they're not solvent. The design of banks, definition, makes them not solvent.
Yep.
So that it's not something that you have to take time. It's like, oh, I'm going to take a week to cash this CD out because I have to go and actually do things. Like, if this is a currency, there's no reason why you can't release it immediately.
Well, there may be some sort of rationale that they have. Like, for instance, the rationale I know that they have, I understand at least, for, you know, when you sign up, you get $10 worth of the steam power for free. Well, you don't just get to cash that out. You have to hit $100 worth of the steam power before you can even cash out. And the reason they claim for that, or that I've seen claim for that, is, well, they don't want a bunch of people to just sign up and cash out.
Right, and that
I
understand.
They want them to participate in the system.
You have to get a minimum to get paid for it. Otherwise, you could, you know, sign up, get one post, and be like, oh, I made $3. Okay, see ya.
Yep.
And they want people to stick around. Okay, fine. But once you hit that, if the money is actually there, they should be able to transfer it to you as immediately as technology allows.
They should be able to, and so the question is, why aren't they doing that? And maybe it's what you're speculating on here. Tim, thanks for your call tonight. Let's go to Ian. He's on the line from China on Skype. Hello, Ian.
Hey, buddy. I invest in silver. That's simple.
Yep, I've got some silver. I think Daryl's got some as well. Yes.
I've got several ingots in the safe. I don't trust paper. I've got silver. Now, let's go over what I wanted to mention real quick about taxis in China. Lighter side, I'm a cruel man. My hobby is teasing taxi drivers.
Okay.
I'll ask a cabbie to take me somewhere. If it's not mainstream address, like in the middle of the city, they get lost.
Mm-hmm.
It is so cool watching this poor guy pull over every 10 seconds asking somebody where the place is. It is so cool.
So they don't have GPS in China?
Well, they do, but they don't know how to use it.
Weird.
You got to understand, your typical taxi driver is about 30 years old. All of his relatives pitched in and bought him a car.
Huh.
And they paid the government $500. He's a taxi driver.
So he's never been to most of the places that you're asking him to go to.
It's
thanks.
So much fun. They start to cry and shake.
Oh, that's not fun. Thanks, Ian, for the call tonight. All right, we're going to check in with Brian Sovereign coming up here next. He's been waiting in the wings for this here, and he's going to go off, I suspect, on Steemit because he's mad. And we'll find out what he has to say here in moments about this new cryptocurrency that, well, it's very controversial. Hour 3 is coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.